Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesdays, brought to you by the ATSJR Company, home of the ATS Business University, where we are taking business owners and making them and their businesses profitable. If you would like more information about that, please reach out to us. You can email us at info@theatsjr.com. If you are listening to us via the Brick by Brick podcast with Antonio and myself, please do us a huge favor. Please subscribe. Please rate us. We would prefer a 5-star rating. I'm being intentional with what I want, 5-star rating. And please share this out with your friends and family. And if you're watching us on Facebook, please do the same. Please share, please like, please comment. And then join us live. This evening, we are joined by, how does he say, double certified spiritual transformational coach with the Les Brown Unlimited team and the ATSJR company. He is the people's pastor. He is the Reverend Bryant A. Johnson. And we are so excited and so grateful to have him part of our team. So without further ado, because you're not here to listen to me, you're here to listen to him, I present to you the Reverend Bryant A. Johnson.
Wow. Wow. After an introduction like that, wow, that was remarkable. I think she had the greatest introduction. I think she actually beat Antonio. But welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday, guys. We thank you guys again for coming out. We thank you guys for being here. But let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into it. Listen, I'm going to start off like this. A boy went to the principal and said, "Ma'am, I won't be coming to school anymore." The principal responded, "But why?" The boy said, "I saw a teacher speaking badly of another teacher. Another teacher can't read well. The staff is not so good. Students aren't kind to each other. There are so many wrong things happening in school." The principal replied, "Okay, but before you go, do me a favor. Take a glass full of water. Walk 3 times around the school without spilling a drop on the floor. Afterwards, you may leave the school if you desire." The boy thought of that. That should be easy enough. And the boy walked 3 times. Walked about 3 times around the school. As the principal had asked when he finished, he told the principal he was ready to leave. Principal said, "When you were walking around the school, did you see a teacher speaking bad about another teacher?" The little boy replied, "No." "Did you see any students being unkind?" "No." Did you hear that a teacher couldn't read that well?" "No." "You know why?" Principal asked. The boy said, "No." Principal said, "You were focused on the glass. You were focused on making sure you didn't spill any water that you didn't see the everything that you came in complained to me about at first." And it's the same with life. It's the same with your dreams. It's the same with your goals. When we fix our focus on our priorities, we don't have time to see the mistakes of others. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I got a few points here for you today about fixing your focus. How can you fix your focus? And just a few things on fixing your focus. And then we'll open up for Q&A, and then we'll be out of here. Listen, be strategic. Have a routine. A routine is a set way of doing things that are not the same. It's not the same as Having a routine is not the same as doing the same thing every day. A routine is you setting a standard for yourself to obtain what you desire. Example, people who enjoy traveling has a routine to set aside a certain amount of money to prepare them for their next trip. That's a routine they have. And they set this standard for themselves. And they achieve this goal every time they go to the next trip, and they accomplish it. And we have many routines for our lives, but many of the routines lead us to a smoky glass mirror of low self-esteem, low self-awareness, pride, procrastinating, and becoming a people pleaser. We have got to fix our focus on our goals and dreams. It's not possible to be in position to leave a legacy for your kids if you only work on your goals to get gratification from others. You can't pass down a job. Set a routine to win. You may have to wake up early or go to sleep late. It's worth it. It's your dreams. You probably can't go to the club with your crew this weekend, so you can focus on you and your dreams. Do that. It's going to take some work, some missing events and parties and turn-ups. I get it. You want to, you're the life of the party. But in order to get your dreams, you got to miss some parties. And when you accomplish your dreams, you could be the one throwing the party. Bring out the greatness that you already have in you. Don't quit. Which leads me to my next point. Follow through. Follow through. Stop allowing people to tell you to work on your weaknesses. Double down on your strengths. If you're good at writing and not too confident in speaking right now, stop letting people put you on the stage. And focus on writing and drop the double amount of literature that could be spoken. Look, your life is like a picture. And if the focus in the picture is not right, when the picture is developed, it's coming out blurry. Don't spread yourself too thin on listening to people tell you to strengthen your weaknesses. You're missing good training and specified knowledge you can get by fixing and focusing on your strengths. Next point, create your own mental rock bottom. We all have a physical place in our life that we never want to go to again. We have that rock bottom. I never want to see rock bottom again. I don't want to be this low. I don't want to feel this bad. I don't want to have all this pain. I never want to see this again. And I'm going to make sure I do whatever it takes to not see this place again. I am not going to see rock bottom. Do that for your mind. Create your own mental rock bottom. In your mind, create the rock bottom, but never go there. Do everything it takes to win to not go to that rock bottom. Do everything you have to do to succeed to not go to that rock bottom. Fix your focus on your dreams, your goals, which you want to accomplish. Don't be average, which is my next point. Don't be average. Be productive. Average people do average things, and average people live an average life. If you're working in corporate America, don't do that job averagely. The average person will work 4 hours, take a 30-minute break, and go back to work for another 3 hours and be ready to go. Don't be average. Be productive. Work through lunch. Get the job done. Get done an hour earlier than what you're supposed to do. Be so productive that they promote you in 2 weeks and you just started. Don't be average. Focus on your strengths. Focus on your goals, your dreams. Don't be average. Don't do what average people do, because when you do what average people do, you get average people results. The average man is right now on a court somewhere, bouncing the ball, dribbling. He got pretty decent skills. He nice. He can take it to the hoop. He can throw a nice alley. But he average, because guess what? He's still at the ballpark, still hustling and playing and talking about how he used to be the MVP in high school and he's been graduated since 1997. Don't be average. The people that's in the playoffs right now in the league, they did everything in their life not average. That's why they made it to the NBA. Don't be average. Wealthy people are not average people. You show me an average wealthy person, I will show you. It's impossible. You can't. So I ain't got nothing to compare that to. Because you can't show me an average wealthy person. I didn't say rich. There are many average rich people. But there are no average wealthy people. Because they fulfill every area of abundance. They serve. They love. They understand. They give. They give. They give. They give. But they work. They work, they work, they work. They put in the work. They stay up late nights. Sometimes they may miss lunch. They may got to catch lunch at dinner time. They may got to catch dinner at breakfast time because they're not being average. Don't be average. Be productive. Last point is discipline yourself. And everything I said, all I said was discipline yourself. Fix your focus on your goals your dream, your mission, your prize, your sunny days, your laid back days on a beach. Fix your focus on that and do whatever it takes to obtain it. Do whatever it takes to get it. Like the little girl Think and Grow Rich. She say, I will die before I leave here without bringing my mama that 50 cents. Do whatever you got to do to me, but I'm bringing my mama 50 cents. Do whatever you got to do to bring your mama that 50 cents. Burn the boats. Another chapter, Think and Grow Rich. We got to win. How are we going to get back? He burnt the boats. He burnt the boats and said, it's either we die or we win. And that same thing for your dream. I'm sorry, I think my cat is trying to sing to y'all or something. I don't know what he got going on back here. But do the same thing for your dream. See, I'm going to die trying to get it. I'm going to win and enjoy the work that I had to put in to obtain it. Let's open up for Q&A. Anybody have any questions, concerns, comments, complaints, anything? Who do we have here?
Me, Reverend Brian A. Johnson.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
I got Shannon and Grace.
Was that Grace? Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. You were.
Go ahead. I'll let Grace be first.
Thank you. You are what I like to hear Lisa Nichols say, straight with no chaser. I ain't got no problems with what I have no problems, no complaints. But what you said on this day, what hit me was don't be average, be productive. Okay, sir, I got you. That's all I needed. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen. Amen. Greg Cardone, I always like to say 10x it. 10x it. Whatever you want to do one time, multiply that by 10 and put in just that amount of work. But appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Coach?
What's up, double certified, the people's pastor?
What's up? What's up, coach?
So I loved your talk. I have 2 points that really stuck out for me. The first one was your first one about building a routine and having a routine. And I have a question there, but I'm going to double back to it because the last one was that willing to die, old girl and her 50 cent. And I think I'm glad you brought that out about focus because that's the only way you can really focus on what you truly want is to be willing to die if somebody threatens to take it out of your view. Or to be willing to die if your behavior is subjected to taking it out of you. And so I really appreciate that because I needed that reminder. My question is, when you talk about the routine, I know that there are things, a routine that we should have in place every day. But what I'm finding and what I'm questioning is I'm feeling like I need to switch my routine up. And what's bringing me to that is because things are shifting career-wise, things are shifting in my life. And so I'm asking, when it comes to focusing and having our routine, is it okay to switch it up as we maneuver through getting what we want?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that question. I'm sure someone else may have had that question. That is an awesome question. Absolutely, it's okay. Your routine is going to change as you go from poverty to prosperity. The routines that you had with the poverty mindset will not be the same routines you had with a prosperity mindset. So as you grow through, your routine will grow through with you. Because first, I didn't have a routine of reading because I didn't read, period. I didn't want to listen to nothing motivating. I wanted to listen to, you know, hip-hop music and associate myself with things of that atmosphere and that area I put myself in. But as I grew out of that and I began to associate myself with people that was better than me, like Les Brown said, you know, if you're the richest person in your circle, you need to get a new circle. So, you know, my circle changed. I associated with a circle that I'm no longer the richest person in that circle. So now I'm getting knowledge. Now I'm getting poured into. Now I'm, my routine is changing because now I have a team that's pouring into me and they're helping me grow and they're walking with me. But at the same time, I have to remain focused on my routine to achieve my goals. So yeah, your routine will definitely change. I hope that helped.
Thanks.
Right, yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Do we have anybody else?
Hello, sir.
Michelle, how's it going, sis?
Hey, brother. Hey, thank you. Awesome. Awesome talk today. Thank you. You got made a lot of good points. One that stood out for me, the one that I forget the most, is to focus on my strengths. Sometimes I end up focusing on things that are not my strengths, and I need to really just focus on my strengths. So thank you for that reminder. I will go into that and apply that in my life. Thank you.
Right. And let me clarify, because I don't want, as far as your dreams and your goals are concerned, when I'm saying focus on your strength, double down on your strength. I'm a speaker. I speak various platforms. I speak to various crowds. Why would I go start trying to learn how to write? And I'm not a writer. I'm a speaker. So what I would do is I'll double down on speaking. I'll get the specified knowledge so I can be the best speaker that ever hit a stage or ever touched a microphone. So I'll double down on my strength and don't worry about the, because I can get somebody to transcribe what I speak. I'm not the writer, I'm a speaker. I can speak the book, I can't write it. But you have people that can write the book but can't speak it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Have anybody else?
No, it made a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
This is Talisha. I don't have any questions. I just want to say that was a very powerful speech. I really needed that. I had got some bad information a few minutes ago. So that really helped me. And majority of times when you speak, you leave no questions need to be asked. You touch all bases. Don't blow your head up.
Wow. Wow. No. No, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed your first Next Talk Tuesday.
I need it.
Look forward to seeing you on Living More.
Yes.
Sweet. Anybody else? Do we have anybody else? Sweet. Awesome. Awesome. Again, listen, before we go, I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the moderator. So she'll tell you guys bye. But listen, as we leave here, fix your focus. Remember, your life is a picture. And the more you spread yourself thin from reaching your dreams, the blurrier that your picture is getting. So fix your focus so your picture can come out picture perfect. I am the double certified people's pastor. My name is the Reverend Brian A. Johnson. And you can plan better. You can dominate. And it's back over to Tiffis. She is rolling right now. Okay, well, sweet. Okay, well, we're going to end it right there. So you guys have a good one. Yes, Vince, I'm definitely going to call you right after this. So you guys have a good one. We enjoyed you guys. We thank you guys for coming out. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week, where we're going to have Auntie Shell is going to be doing Let's Talk Tuesday on next week. So we really look forward to hearing what she's going to bless our souls with on next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you and good night.